Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about staff engineers and coding skills. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, Frederick, do staff level and principal level software engineers have the same level of coding skills as a senior engineer? Yes, usually I mean, I haven't seen every person who has become a staff engineer or a principal level engineer, but usually you can think of as of these sorts of roles as someone who is a senior level engineer plus plus. It's like senior plus plus by today's standards at the very least, or as I like to call them, true seniors. Because to me, if you're gonna claim that you're a senior, like a senior experience, then to me you should be the sort of individual who can basically run the show. And the seniors of today don't have that capacity. I work with I have tons and tons of like I've worked with many different people who are have the title senior, but they don't really have the ability to do much more than like whatever they're like a senior within. And the staff engineers and like the principal level engineers and so forth, they're usually involved at a higher level. They're usually like it's the level above senior, if that makes sense, by today's standards. So in order for you to get there, you're usually it's not something where you're like an engineering manager, for example, or something like that, where you can have very weak coding skills and then still get the job because you're primarily focused on people and recruitment and things like that. Here it's more a question of this is it's something that you get to be once you have already learned how to be a senior level software developer. So the natural you can think of it as sort of the natural transition or between roles as you're completely starting fresh, never coded in your life, you become a junior software developer, you can become a mid-level software developer, you become a senior level software developer, and then maybe not, you become a like because staff engineer, principal level engineer, it's sort of like an umbrella term for many different things. It can be anything from like site reliability engineers or to like be it doesn't have to be SREs. I like to say SREs because it's sort of to me, well, then again I might be wrong about that because I also think that DevOps is the same sort of role, but today people are like bringing in people who know nothing about coding and like quote unquote are DevOps engineers, which is like hilarious to me. But what I'm saying is that when you get to like it's the next natural transition for a lot of people, unless you're becoming like a full-fledged engineering manager or something like that. Because and but then again, becoming an engineer manager doesn't really require you to be a senior level software developer in terms of coding. But then again, the coding skills it differs a bit as well when it comes to staff engineers and principal engineers as well, because some of them are they're more inclined to like some of these people, guys. This is where it gets so fluffy, and I think I said so a few videos back or something like that. It's a fluff term that basically means that you have now reached a level which is it's very hard to define exactly what we're gonna need from you. But the primary thing we're trying to say with this is that you have a set of you're experienced in things that the company cares about within the technical domain. You can almost think of it as like a product manager, not a product owner, a product manager. You're a very like a thought leader, you're a visionary, you're some person who has like a set of skills that is going to help out the company. And ideally, but not always, you should have a senior levels coding experience to sort of work at this level, or at least an understanding of these sorts of things, because otherwise the question is, how much of an impact can you really have? And that's a question I've asked 100 times when like I've worked with companies where they hire a staff engineer, like some type of person who is like I talk to them and I can hear this person doesn't know anything about coding. Their entire technical background is working with one specific platform, which is like no, it's not even like a programming language or anything like that. It's like they have some technical background. You're working with SAP or Salesforce or something like that, and now they're going to be a principal level engineer or like something like that. And because the thing that the company wants them to have Like the company, well, the company has something that they want. It's not the coding skills in this specific in person's instance. It's something like, I don't know, management skills or a profile that sort of fits with, like they have experience educating people or something like that. It can be all kinds of other things, right? But the staff engineers or like the principal engineers who have like the technical background are usually not like it's the norm that they have been like they've already reached a senior level understanding, if that makes sense. So what I want you to take away from this is that on average, yes, you can think of a staff engineer or a principal engineer as a senior level profile. It's a person who has reached a point where now their job is not just working within a single team or like just taking responsibility for the stores that they are working on. Now their job is usually something like leading teams or being an architect or something like that. They basically reach the, well, as I call it, like the peak of the top of the corporate mountain, at least when you still want to do coding primarily. If you want to go higher than this level as a software engineer, you're most likely going to have to be involved much more in like higher level discussions and knowing things about like the business and planning out projects and so forth. And that's basically like, you know, enterprise architect, or like there's all kinds of other like higher levels that you can go to. But I think that this is the last step that you could get to while still potentially doing primarily coding and so forth. But as I said, it's not always the case. Sometimes you see people who have this role who have like no real technical knowledge. They're not actually all that good with coding and so forth, but the company has some use for them. So yeah, I don't think I'm so far off when I say that you can think of this title as primarily being like the same thing as, oh, I'm in middle management. It can be mean a range of things, but the people who actually have the technical background are usually people who have been senior software engineers. So, yeah, that's pretty much my answer. Have a great day.